Horty sat up, dusting himself off.
Stifling whiskers, did you see the size of those birds? That's a pretty awful thing to happen to any beast, even a gerbil rat. Fancy being scoffed by a flipping flying feather mattress, what?
Springall gazed around at the dusty, deserted plain.
Those poor creatures. No wonder life in this area makes them hostile to others. I hate this dreadful place.
Fenner's voice sounded small and frightened.
How are we going to find water now that we're completely alone?
Bragoon shouldered his sword wearily.
Just press on. Jiboa knew there was water over this way. We've got to keep going.
They staggered onwards, but as evening arrived, Fenner collapsed. Sorrow rushed to her side, fanning her brow and rubbing her paws. The aging Squiddle looked up at Bragoon.
Poor young thing, the heat and thirst have got to her. We don't even have a damp cloth to wet her lips. Fenner will die if we don't get some water soon.
The otter covered the little Squiddle with his cloak.
Right, mates, that's it. Horty, you come with me. Spring, you stay here with Sarah and Fenner. Me and Horty will find water or die trying. If and we ain't back by tomorrow noon, you'll know we never made it. But don't fret, we'll be long back by then with water.
Sarabando and Springall shook their friend's paws.
Good luck and fortune go with you.
We'll be all right here. Hurry back now.
Horty bowed gallantly.
To here is some jolly well obey, ma'am.
The two comrades struck off into the gathering dark. Sorrow and Springall settled down to their vigil. After a while, Fenner began murmuring as she tossed and turned feebly.
A beakerful? Is that all, Father Abbot? I'm thirsty, so very thirsty, Father.
The mouse maid cradled her friend.
Hush now, Fen. Lie still.
Softly, Springall began singing an old lullaby from when they were dibbins together at the abbey.
Peace falls on vale and hill, silence fades the light. Moon and stars watch over little ones by night. Dawn will send the day bright, larks will sing for thee. Streams of slumber flow now round this babe and me.
Sorrow smiled.
That's a pretty song. I remember it from Redwall long ago. Old Sister Ormel used to sing it in the dormitory. Happy days. Ormel was a good old mouse.
Springall sniffed.
I learnt it from her too. Sister Ormel passed on 3 winters back. She was well loved.
As they nursed Fenner in hostile country, far from their beloved abbey and its friendly creatures, Sorrow and Springall sat silent, with their thoughts of Redwall. Horty staggered gamely onward, though his paws were wobbling and his body bent with fatigue. Bragoon was in slightly better shape, but every step he took was an effort. Side by side they stumbled along through the night. Then the young hare tripped and fell, bringing the otter down with him. Through cracked and swollen lips, Horty mumbled,
"Beg your pardon, old lad. Tripped over a confounded bush. Wonder what elf left it there, what?"
He grunted as Bragoon scrambled over him and grabbed a pawful of leaves. Thrusting his nose into them, the otter whooped.
"Woohoo! This ain't no bush, mate. 'Tis a big clump of comfrey. There's water nearby, I'm sure of it. Water!"
Leaping up, they plunged forward with renewed hope and energy. The otter suddenly ground to a halt, pulling Horty back. He pointed ahead, to where a soft glow emanated from behind the bulk of a widespread willow tree. Beyond that, the trickle of running water could be clearly heard.